Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, we're back, folks. This is the third hour. This is the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in for Alex, guest hosting with Alex today. He was in here in the first couple of hours, and man, yeah, he's rightly animated about what's going on today. A lot of craziness in the world, but here to bring some sanity to all of our minds is Rob Nash from Austin Aquaponics. .com, who's continuing to teach us about aquaponics, a technology, a decentralized, self-replicating, peer-to-peer food technology system that I'm really excited about. And along those lines, when I say peer-to-peer, what I'm referring to is your suggestion that we should share worms and share the bacteria in the soil and help our neighbors get going with their systems.
Sure. Well, and on that note, you know, these systems do take a while to mature. Like you said, there is three things we're growing: fish, plants, and bacteria. Bacteria are present in nature, and they'll show up just out of the blue. But it's like a friendship bread. If you were to introduce just a small piece of the gravel or the worms for an inoculant, their system will be ready for this vigor faster.
Absolutely. Yeah, and that's the interesting part about this is your system won't really function correctly until the bacteria have multiplied to the point where they can convert ammonia to nitrite and then to nitrate.
You really have been doing your homework, yes.
I took your class. I'm telling you, you got it.
Awesome.
Yeah. So, and there's two different basic strains of bacteria. One converts ammonia to nitrate, and the other converts nitrate to nitrite. So you got to allow that to happen, and then it's ready.
That's correct. Yeah, you don't really just start by throwing some fish in a bucket and then feeding that water to plants. Like you said, the fish waste is basically almost pure ammonia, which is not beneficial to a plant. In fact, it's probably harmful.
Yeah.
But once you have the established bacteria to convert that to a nitrite and then a nitrate, then you actually have an ammonium nitrate or straight fertilizer. And as well,
don't let the government hear you say ammonium nitrate.
Well, I'm using that a little loose. Ammonium nitrate would be a bad byproduct of having too low of a pH. So you're right. Let's not call that the end result that we're shooting
for. They will call aquaponics terrorism very soon.
Right.
Right. How dare you? You're producing explosives.
Well, you'll have an explosive garden, I can say that. And I tell you, if they were to go to our About Us page and look at the pictures of the giant kale, that's one of the photos we get the most comments of. And you want to talk about some explosive growth.
Oh, there it is.
Yeah, if you scroll down just a little bit down there, it is probably the picture that is my...
Keep going, guys. Oh, there it is. Dinosaur kale. Look, it's like taller than you.
My wife's caption to that picture is, "Honey, I shrunk you amongst the kale plants."
That's crazy.
And a lot of people would assume that those plants probably were very tough or bitter. Honestly, those are some of the nicest and most tender kale leaves I've ever produced.
And they're loaded with nutrition and anti-cancer nutrients, all kinds of things.
Yeah, kale is one of the latest to be deemed a superfood.
Yes.
And we just can't grow enough of it. The demand out there is incredible.
Oh, I agree. And so you are essentially, in that picture, for those of you on the radio, you can see this on PrisonPlanet.tv if you remember. That picture, it's like you're actually growing money and medicine on trees. I mean,
true.
It's like growing revenue and health.
I would say that kale has been one of the best products in our entire efforts.
Nice.
Each of those plants there was probably worth, you know, anywhere from $12 to $35 just if I were to harvest just that one plant.
And they keep growing
and
back.
And you come back and harvest again next week. Now, those right there were probably 2 months overdue to be harvested.
Yeah.
That was back in the days when I had more kale than I did market, which is absolutely not the case today.
So you could grow, like, unlimited quantities of kale probably and find buyers right now.
Absolutely. And with this local movement that really is in effect, you know, people have been talking about this local vore movement for years now, almost six or so that I know of. But I would say right now there's more restaurants and local distributors clamoring for local produce.
Oh, they should be, because this is what makes their food taste good, look good, nice texture, better nutrition, you name it. Rob Nash, we are out of time. But AustinAquaponics.com has now been officially crashed. Your website is down.
Really?
Because of the audience. Yes, I'm sorry to say that, my friend. But thanks for joining us today. Great to have you on.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUS-FLY or order from carnivora.com. That's carnivora.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUS-FLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
The march. The Empire is on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we're back, and the world is getting more insane by the day. A recent public policy poll revealed that as many as 37% of those polled believe global warming to be a hoax. One in four Americans thinks Obama may be the Antichrist. So actually, this information is getting out there, and a significant percentage, I think roughly up to 50%, could entertain the idea that there is a new world order that is attempting to run the globe and the finances and the countries and everything. But, of course, the mainstream media denies that. No, there are no conspiracies. No, people never get together in secret rooms and plan to carry things out. No such thing as a conspiracy. There are no bullets. DHS isn't purchasing bullets. None of that. So here to answer that is a special report by Alex Jones. It's called Proof the New World Order Exists. This is a special report. We're going to go to it right now. So enjoy this report. Roll it, guys.
Public policy polling has conducted an extensive poll investigating Republicans and Democrats' belief in the conspiracy theories. Now, the term conspiracy theory is used to simply demonize people who do not trust known liars. How many times have big corporations and governments been caught lying? Secret medical experiments, lies about WMDs, the list goes on and on. And the corporate collaborator media that works for the government continually demonizes anyone that says that there are corrupt special interests trying to use government to oppress and rob the population. But $85 billion a month for years is given to foreign offshore banks of U.S. taxpayer money. I mean, that's in the news. There are clips on CNBC where they admit that we're now under the control of global government run by private central banks.
Is this global governance at last? Is it one world, the central bankers in charge? Jim Urio, you say we've got some downside here, a correction in the markets. Fine. But aren't we all just living and dying for what the central banks do? Aren't we all just counting on the fact that there's a Bernanke put and that we won't go any lower than, say, 5% down from here?
Of course we are. To answer your question, we are absolutely slaves to central banks.
Mr. LeCamp, do we work for the central bankers? Mr. LeCamp,
we do.
That's how the ultra-rich actually get most of their money, is using government to consolidate the general population's money and give it to themselves in corporate welfare and bailouts. So, of course, their paid-for media that they own is going to sit there and lie to the viewers. You have to understand something. The public policy polling group comes out and says, do you believe in the conspiracy theory of world government and a corrupt cabal that wants to take over? The very way they phrase that, do you believe the conspiracy theory? Just like they ask, do you believe in the conspiracy theory that billions of bullets have been bought? Do you believe in the conspiracy theory that there are homeland security drones? I don't know. It was in Associated Press and Wired magazine that 3 years ago they're arresting, quote, poachers and cattle rustlers with them. It's like saying, do you believe in the conspiracy theory that the sun came out? What they're really doing is saying, hey, culturally, you're not allowed to believe there's corruption. And we're going to ridicule you and put a label on you if you say we're liars. Think of the hoax of coming out and saying, close to a third of Americans, sadly, believe there's a move to establish global government. When the Vatican's calling for it, when British prime ministers and Al Gore and the head of the European Union, Herman Van Rompuy, and just hundreds of others have called for a new world order, and then they define it as a global corporate government run by private banks that you pay carbon taxes to.
But it is the awareness itself that will drive the change. And one of the ways it will drive the change is through global governance and global agreements. But the many business leaders who have been present here are among those taking leadership in other ways.
Yet these problems can be overcome by a joint effort in and between our countries. 2009 is also the first year of global governance with the establishment of the G20 in the middle of the financial crisis. The climate conference in Copenhagen is another step towards the global management of our planet.
This is collective action, people working together at their best. I think the new world order is emerging, and with it the foundations of a new and progressive era of international cooperation.
That's their definition in the Financial Times of London, and now for World Government headline, written by their foreign desk editor. That's the definition in Time magazine, a bank of the world. So I'm reporting on real things, and they're saying, oh no, he's a dangerous conspiracy theorist. Remember Robert Gibbs, the former White House press secretary, saying he would be ordered to lie about drone programs that are on record to exist.
When I went through the process of becoming press secretary, one of the first things they told me was, you're not even to acknowledge the drone program. You're not even to discuss that it exists.
Wow.
And so I would get a question like that, and literally I couldn't tell you what major asked, because once I figured out it was about the drone program, I realized I'm not supposed to talk about it. But here's what's inherently crazy about that proposition. You're being asked a question based on reporting of a program that exists.
Right.
So you're the official government spokesperson,
exactly,
acting as if the entire program, pay no attention to the man behind the curtain.
Right.
What's happening there? They're counting on the public not going and looking at the documents, or not going and finding out there really are 2 billion bullets, or 30,000 drones funded in the new FAA funding last year, and that they're launching now. And it's not just people like Robert Gibbs on the so-called left. It's gatekeepers like Glenn Beck, who says there are no FEMA camps, even though there are official Army documents talking about their establishment, where it talks about re-education and taking your Social Security numbers and the Army confiscating your guns and the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program and the Emergency Centers Establishment Act. But Glenn Beck can just say, none of that's true. Alex Jones is a fascist. He's not a conservative. He's a liar. And by the way, they haven't gotten millions of bullets. Don't believe him.
It's amazing because he runs InfoWars, and really smart people have come up to me and said, you know, I just saw this on something from InfoWars. Do you know anything about it?
And I'm like, yes.
Yeah, stay away from it.
Immediately.
Somebody came up to me just 2 days ago and said, we just bought like 1.5 billion rounds of Homeland Security. And I said, I don't know, might be. Well, I got it from InfoWars. And I'm like, okay, well,
no.
Then I can tell you right now, it's most likely not true.
Ladies and gentlemen, if we can have a debate about the world government being established that's totally authoritarian, if we can have a debate about the government arming to the teeth while trying to disarm us, if we can have a debate about the things that are happening in this culture, then we can change things because we have right on our side and the facts. But we can never get to that debate because they just say, no, it isn't true. And you're like, well, yeah, it is. And the debate becomes, is it real or not? What will shatter that is if you will go search yourself for the Civilian Inmate Labor Camp Program at Army.mil. If you will go and if you will research different data sheets that Paul Watson and others have put together, like Bankers Declare U.S. and Europe Conquered, that is full of dozens of video clips and links to establishment publications announcing world government as a good thing. You see, if you promote a corporate fascist world government as a good thing, why, you get invited to the Council on Foreign Relations and on CNN. But if you say, hey, I don't want an unelected group of bankers looting me and taking my liberties and robbing my pension fund, well then, what are you talking about, crazy man? That doesn't exist. They're playing mind games with you. So as Ronald Reagan said, trust but verify. Go out and check my claims. Find out they're true, and then ask yourself, why are they lying to you? The answer is getting in their face and saying no. Because if you're watching this transmission, you are the resistance. There's not some secret cabal of good guys that are going to save you. It's me. It's you. It's us that are going to turn the tide. It's always been that way throughout history. So don't just let the globalists dictate reality and tell you there's no drone program, there's not 2 billion bullets. Speak out. Tell the truth. Show the evidence. It's on the federal government's own websites. And more people will start having the courage to tell the truth. There are a lot of people in the power structure who aren't really bad, but they're scared and isolated. Like Pat Robertson. He's coming out more and more and criticizing tyranny.
Long trains full of armored vehicles, personnel carriers with armor. What are they for? The army going into battle against the enemy? They're used by Homeland Security against us. Ronald Reagan said the most fearful statement in the English language is, I'm from the government and I'm here to help you.
Oh boy, I totally agree.
Well, imagine what Homeland Security is doing. It's just awful. But we're going to talk about how much ammunition they're stockpiling. Who are they going to shoot? Us?
I'm Alex Jones signing off for this report for InfoWars Nightly News. Be sure and subscribe to our nightly news at PrisonPlanet.tv. We fight the construction of the prison planet with the InfoWar. We're working as hard as we can to create a new renaissance, a new enlightenment for humans into the 21st century, instead of the new dark age, the war against reality that the globalists are pushing. And finally, that's what the new issue of InfoWars magazine covers, available at InfoWarsStore.com. Please support our fight for liberty. Please join us in that fight. Please defend reality.
New World Order is the headline in the Globe and Mail in Canada as we listen to this caller from Queens in New York. Good morning.
Good morning. Two quick points. First point.
Yes, these men and their hypnotized followers call this a new order. It is not new.
and it is not order.
In the last 2 years alone, the U.S. has seen huge losses to our food supply. In 2011, storms and floods raged across the U.S., costing us $20 billion in lost crops alone. In 2012, we saw the largest drought in the country in more than 50 years. You may think out of sight, out of mind, and so you don't think you will be affected. The fact is, you are. We all are. Food shortages drive prices up for everyone. You might not be able to control Mother Nature, but you can control your food prices by freezing the cost and availability of your food supply with eFoods Direct. Be prepared before you need it with nutrient-dense food you can store for up to 25 years. You can hope for the best, but hope won't feed you. Do what I've done and get your own supply of the best storable foods out there from eFoods Direct. Call 800-409-5633 or visit them on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex and check out their spring specials. Again, that number is 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Nutrient-dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.
Friends, this is Alex Jones for MidasResources.com. For more than 15 years, I have exclusively used Midas Resources for all my precious metal needs. Whether it's bullion or collectibles you're looking for, Midas Resources is simply the best. I own my gold as a hedge against inflation. This Federal Reserve fiat currency could go the way of the Deutschmark and the Weimar Republic anytime. In these historically dangerous times, it makes sense to physically hold gold and silver. Midas already has some of the best deals in the industry. But if you give them a call and mention the radio special, they will give you a list of the day's super specials. Midas brokers are standing by to answer all your questions at 800-686-2237. They also have a lot of informative free literature explaining the opportunities and risk of holding precious metals. They are ready to answer your questions at 800-686-2237. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
Chicago is a virtual battlefield. More than 500 shooting deaths in 2012 have made Chicago the murder capital of America. Proof that gun control doesn't work. Disarming law-abiding citizens ensures that only criminals have guns. And Rahm Emanuel and the Chicago Machine want to keep it that way. If we can't stop them in Chicago, we may lose the whole battle. But there's hope. On April 9th, we have a chance to send billionaire Mike Bloomberg, Rahm Emanuel, and his Chicago Machine a crystal clear message that we have a natural right to defend ourselves, our homes, and our families, and that they need to keep their hands off our guns. Illinois Republican Paul McKinley is sending that message in a bitterly fought special election to replace disgraced ex-rep Jesse Jackson Jr. Every vote, every voice in support of Paul McKinley is a stand against the gun-grabbing Chicago machine. Will you stand up and defend your gun rights? Call 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555. That's 800-979-1555. 800-979-1555.
Paid for by Tea Party Leadership Fund PAC. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. The Tea Party Leadership Fund.com.
Way up north, way up north, north to Alaska, go north for less is home, north to Alaska.
All right, welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, filling in today as the guest host for Alex. What an incredible show we've had already. Let me go through a few headlines for you very quickly, and then we're going to our guest, Dane Wigington, of geoengineeringwatch.org. And thank you, by the way, all of you listeners out there, thank you for being so responsive that you have now crashed the websites of the first two guests that we already had. they're all like, my site's down? It's crashed? Yes, that's what happens. InfoWars really does have a huge reach, even though the White House just, it drives them nuts that there is such a thing as independent media. Here are some of the headlines. Cancer clinics are turning away thousands of Medicare patients. This is headline on Drudge right now. And this is the beginning of healthcare rationing under Obamacare. So if you have cancer and you want treatment, well, too bad. What's happened is the government under Obamacare has reduced the reimbursement rates for cancer treatment so much that the cancer clinics will go broke treating patients. So they're just turning them away and saying, sorry, no cancer treatment for you. Remember during the debate about Obamacare when we were promised by the Democrats that, no, that would never happen in America? Everybody will get care. It won't be like the UK. It won't be like that at all. Everybody's going to get their care. Well, there you go. Once again, InfoWars proven correct again and again and again. It just keeps happening because InfoWars reports on reality. That's what that special report was just about with Alex Jones. It's about waking up to reality and not living in the delusional fabrication world that is inserted into your head by mainstream media and the White House. Now, there's another great story on InfoWars. I saw it yesterday by Kurt Nimmo. I don't recall the title, but it quotes David Stockman, who wrote a very important article in the New York Times, an opinion piece called State Wrecked, The Corruption of Capitalism in America. This article is brilliant. I'm astonished the New York Times even published it. It's absolutely brilliant. I want to encourage you to check this out. In that, David Stockman breaks down, and also Kurt Nimmo's article summarizes this, so you might find it at InfoWars.com. But Stockman breaks down what is happening and why there will not be another big financial bailout. The bailouts are over. The big bankster bailouts in America will no longer work. The collapse is coming, is what he says. I'm paraphrasing. But he gives a lot of details, and this is the guy who was in the Reagan administration as a financial advisor to Reagan. I may not have the right title, but he knows what he's talking about. In other news, the ACLU, get this, says that Reid's gun control legislation could threaten privacy rights and civil liberties. So now we've got resistance on Senator Harry Reid's gun bill from the ACLU. They're concerned about this national gun registration list idea, which is essentially, a universal background check idea, which is essentially a gun registration system. So universal background checks is how the government plans to build a database of who owns guns and where they live. And you can only imagine what they would want to do with that. And now even the ACLU is waking up and saying, you know, this is an invasion of your privacy. And certainly it violates the Second Amendment, which says that your right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And tracking you would be an infringement, of course. Tens of thousands of Obamacare navigators to be hired to help you navigate the complexity of the Obamacare system that is going to deny you coverage if you have cancer. How's that for fun? So now this is the government's new job creation program to have thousands of people helping you decode the highly complex Obamacare healthcare bill that no one even read before they passed it. Remember what Pelosi said? We have to pass the bill so we can find out what's in it. Wonderful system. A Bitcoin exchange was recently hacked, causing prices to temporarily tumble, but they're still way, way higher than they were just 2 weeks ago. And, that's it for the headlines. Let's go to our guest. Actually, I'm sorry, we're going to go to break here in just a minute, so let me just give a brief intro. His name is Dane Wigington. He's the creator of geoengineeringwatch.org. And I've never interviewed Dane before, but he's been on Coast to Coast with George Norrie and others. And he seems to know his stuff on geoengineering. And I'm going to specifically ask him about what's really going on with chemtrails, what's going on with weather modification, which we know is happening. I mean, it's openly written up in you know, science magazines in the Middle East that they're using it to bring rain to some of the cities there. I'm going to ask him about what this means for the future of our ecosystem that produces our food. So could the ways that the governments are messing with the weather, could that cause more droughts, more floods, more storms, more food collapse all around us, which is the reason why I talked about aquaponics so much in this show, because if you're not growing your own food, you're not free, even if you have guns and ammo and gold and silver. You got to feed yourself, and you can't eat gold, folks. Gold is great, but you also need to be able to stay alive while you have it. So stay with us. We'll be right back after this break with Dane Wigington from geoengineeringwatch.org. This is Mike Adams on The Alex Jones Show. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquamedics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gates, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Disaster can strike at any time. That's why Americans spend billions on insurance policies. But what about investing into disaster preparedness supplies, especially food? After Hurricane Sandy, people waited weeks for help to arrive. Be prepared for anything with Mountain House freeze-dried foods, the finest in the industry, packed in heavy-duty double enameled number 10 cans with over 99% of the oxygen removed for the longest shelf life of any product available. And a taste absolutely delicious. Entrees, meats, vegetables, fruits, and desserts. Made in the USA. Just add hot water, wait 10 minutes, and serve. Save 25% on Mountain House No. 10 cans. April 2nd through the 8th. With free shipping to the lower 48 states. Visit freezedryguy.com. That's freezedryguy.com. Or call 866-404-3663. 866-404-3663. Get 25% off April 2nd through the 8th. Act today. Don't miss out.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
All right, we're back on The Alex Jones Show. Real quick, before we go to our guest, a grand jury has indicted Antonio Bueller here in Austin for the supposed crime of filming police. So, let's see. In Austin, we've been threatened with having InfoWars bumper stickers on our cars. Been told it's illegal to hand out magazines on a sidewalk, even when you're not blocking the walkway. And it's now illegal to film police. Now, they can film you because there's no expectation of privacy, but if you film them, well, then you're going to be arrested and indicted. And this has just happened. He's now facing several misdemeanors for, quote, defying lawful orders. But it's not a lawful order to tell a citizen you can't film police. So, you know, look, all I want and all I think Alex wants is the restoration of actual law and liberties. That is the Constitution, the Bill of Rights. The restoration of law in America the way it was written. And we are not anti-government. We are anti-criminals in government. We would love a constitutional government to be running the show. We are pro-government. We're not anti. We're anti-criminal. We're anti-corruption. We're anti-eugenics. We are anti-deception. We are anti-disinfo propaganda. We are anti-dehumanizing toxic chemical GMOs, vaccines with mercury, all that kind of stuff. We are pro-constitutional government running its limited role in America and pro-liberty at the same time. So now, With that said, let's go to our guest, Dane Wigington, who is the creator of geoengineeringwatch.org, a very interesting website. Let's hope that's one website that we won't crash today. So, anyway, Dane joins us by phone. Thank you, Dane, and welcome to the Alex Jones Show.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for addressing the issue. And just to correct the record, I want to give credit to Mauro Oliveira for originally starting the site, and Yvonne Noctegal, a great, great gal who without which we would have no site. But
I'm sorry about that. You're running the site.
They're great people. I just want to make sure they know what we give them credit because they deserve it.
Yeah, give credit where it's due. Absolutely.
On this issue of geoengineering and the ramifications, if people truly understood the gravity of this issue, Mike, everyone would carry this torch because, as you stated before the break, people's provisions won't do them any good if they're not able to feed themselves. Those provisions won't do them any good either if they continue to inhale this toxic, metal-laden air that each and every one of us is breathing. And if we continue to be exposed to these particulates from the geoengineering fallout, we will not be firing on all neurons for much longer. And we're seeing the effects of that already with the autism and Alzheimer's reports from 2 weeks back. I mean, these particulates are bioaccumulative. They are in every breath we take. If they continue to spray, we will have nothing to care about in very short order.
Tell us about the chemical composition I've heard of barium salts, aluminum. What really is being found in these things that are being sprayed?
Again, people need to understand that these particulates are not coming from the wind blowing or industrial sources. These are new levels of particulates, and industrial sources have been eliminated from much of the testing. And again, there's simply nowhere else they can come from. In the case of the amounts of aluminum and barium that we're seeing in tests along the West Coast, we've seen single rain events, Mike, escalate in 6 to 7 year period. In the case of aluminum, as much as 50,000% from 7 parts per billion to 3,450 parts per billion in a single rain event. Many want to leap to the conclusion that this is coming from China. CARB, California Air Resources Board, has done studies on the aerosols from China. Metals don't float across oceans. These toxins are new. They're coming down in such extreme amounts that they're actually changing forest floor pHs 10 to 15 times toward alkaline in the Pacific Northwest. So it takes a lot of metal to actually change the pH of the forest floor.
Oh, yeah.
So what would it be doing to us in each and every breath? Again, it's actually killing trees. So certainly the bioaccumulative effect on us has to be horrific at this point, and all the medical stats seem to bear that out.
You know, Dane, I have to concur with much of what you're saying here. I'm the health ranger, the editor of Natural News, but I also oversee the raw materials acquisition for our own certified organic manufacturing and retailing operation. And we're having to reject a lot of raw materials now because we're detecting unacceptably high levels of aluminum in the materials. I'm talking about, you know, food, superfood, plant materials, whatever. We're finding it's alarming, and we have to reject a lot of suppliers.
Well, certainly the metal's there. That's not a debate, and it's not speculation in any sense. And we're seeing other things in the mix, too, Mike. There's researchers from Norway and Germany that have contacted us sometime back. The last 60 rain tests they have done there have been laden with fluoride. They've eliminated industrial sources.
Crazy.
The conclusion is that now fluoride appears to be in the mix, and there are some potential weather mod aspects of fluoride as well in relationship to HARP. And the when these particles are exposed to certain radio frequency signals, they coagulate and can cause precipitation to come back down. I mean, there are some intricacies that fluoride might be used in addition to exposing the human population, which may be one of their goals as well.
Well, sorry to interrupt, Dane, but let's talk about that. For those who might be new to the issue, what are really, you think, the goals of spraying these things? I mean, what is the goal? What's the end game of this? Why would they do it?
Again, I think there's a number of layers to that onion. There's military strategic purposes. We have the document Owning the Weather by the U.S. military. Obvious strategic purposes. At this point, there does appear to be weather warfare going on around the globe. You have the NATO powers on one side of the equation. You have China, Russia on the other. You have examples like Pakistan. When Pakistan started to show resistance to the U.S., suddenly they find their country 20% underwater. Same with Thailand. When they refused the U.S. An airbase there that the Thai government felt was for weather modification, that record flooding occurs there. So there's military strategic purposes. There's also food control, water control. We see the moisture flow being cut off to much of the U.S. by blanket spraying of the eastern Pacific. We post satellite imagery of that. We're not guessing. We see their blanket spraying. We know the scientific effect is to reduce the hydrological cycle. Water's cut off. and water rights are pursued. That's happening right now. So it's the Disaster Capitalism Act all over. Then you have toxification of soils that renders seeds almost infertile, except for the DuPont aluminum resistant seeds that are now being pushed. So again, food control, water control, military strategic purposes, and quite simply, a population that's sick doesn't protest much, and we are all getting sick, whether we realize it or not, whether we admit it or not, it is happening.
Well, this
enough
is
aluminum to kill a forest, enough metal, barium, strontium, to kill forest trees will certainly kill us eventually.
Absolutely. And this also reiterates the importance of something I mentioned on the show here before, which is we're going to have to grow food in greenhouses. Because you, if your food is subjected to what's falling out of the sky that's being sprayed, then you're going to obviously be intaking that in your food. So this is why I've been talking about aquaponics, because you need to have a food system that you can run yourself that's not taking in, you know, these elements that are falling out of the sky, especially in some areas where they're really doing the most spraying. Now, real quick, Dane, let me just give out the phone number. For those who've got information about North Korea, if you are listening from Korea, South Korea in particular, or Japan or Taiwan, if you're nearby and you have information and you want to call in, we're going to take your calls in the last 5 minutes of the show today. The number for that is 800-259-9231. And if you're international, then that number is 651-695-7777. Again, that number for international callers is 651-695-7777. So please call in if you have information about what's happening there with Korea, and we'll take your calls in the last 5 minutes. Now, continuing, Dane, and I'm sorry about thank you for being flexible today. We've had a lot of breaking news that sort of moved things around, so I want to thank you for your patience and your flexibility.
No worries.
So go ahead with what is the next most important thing that people need to know to be able to protect themselves from the spraying?
Needs to stop, because there's nowhere to hide from this, quite simply. If you can't walk out your door and breathe without sucking in a lung full of heavy metal, we have a problem with the first order. And again, based on all available data, we feel geoengineering to be the greatest and most immediate threat to life on Earth, short of nuclear catastrophe. It's shredding the ozone layer, altering weather patterns around the globe, blocking in relation to growing our own food. Global dimming, a term many are unfamiliar with, is now thought to be fully 22%. That means 22% of the sun's direct rays no longer reach the surface of the planet. Thus, photosynthesis is dropped, and the light that does come through is in an altered light wavelength form. We don't even know what that does to photosynthesis.
Good point.
And these toxic particulates are thwarting the entire chain of life on the microbial level, from atmospheric microbes, which we are now just beginning to learn about, soil microbes, which are literally being sterilized, which allows fungus to move in and fill the plate. So, again, the web of life from bottom to top is being thwarted by these programs. And quite simply, if they continue, we will have nothing to care about. They're shredding the ozone layer. We know that. The science is clear on that. And the ozone layer is so thin in places now, Mike, that we're seeing the bark literally burn off the south side of native trees in the Pacific Northwest. And no ozone layer, no life on Earth.
It's crazy. I'm not saying this is the case, but it sounds like a science fiction movie where like an alien race wants to terraform the planet. I'm not saying that I believe that's happening. It's just an illustration out of sci-fi, but it sounds like that. You know, it's like they're changing it so much. And you mentioned the pH changes. If you change the pH of the soil, you're right. You're going to create massive disease across all those soils and all the plants that grow in them, and you're going to change the nutrient uptake based on pH. You're going to really disrupt the entire ecosystem.
Based on pH alone, those factors come into play. But now we add bioavailable toxic metals. In the case of aluminum, we know quite a bit about that. Bioavailable aluminum causes most plant organisms to stop nutrient uptake. We see this happening in the forest right now. The fir trees, yes, they have beetles, but that's only a symptom, not a cause. We know the bioavailable aluminum's there. We know its effect, and we're seeing the fallout in the forest. Trees are virtually dying everywhere. We have native plants that aren't even sprouting now. So there are so many facets to this that affect every bit of our ability to sustain life, the planet's ability to sustain life. If people understood the gravity of geoengineering, Mike, they would help us take up this torch, because quite simply, if it doesn't stop, we're very soon going to have nothing left to care about.
And on the human implications here, you know, the FDA will say you can eat a certain amount of aluminum and not be harmful, but those numbers don't take into account inhaling particulate matter.
Okay, you bring up an extremely good point. Inhaled metal particulates are much more lethal than ingested.
They have to be, yes. Orders of magnitude.
They are. And Dr. Russell Blaylock, internationally recognized neuroscientist, acknowledges this. He can be found online. That these particulates are so small, 10 nanometers in range, they go straight through the lung lining, straight into the bloodstream, where they adhere to cell receptors like a plaque, and they're almost—it's almost impossible to get off. So, and it's all bioaccumulative, and this is building up in all of us. Again, whether we admit it or not is irrelevant. It is happening. So, the danger posed by these programs cannot be overstated, and certainly, this would appear to possibly have implications for the Agenda 21 that's now coming to light.
Yes.
It's certainly a method of controlling food supply, water supply, and it's virtually altering Earth's weather patterns so much so that now it is, in fact, triggering cataclysmic feedback mechanisms like methane mass expulsion in the Arctic, which is, it does appear to be triggered and does appear to be happening right now. People should look up methane, Arctic methane emergency. And this is not about Al Gore, not about any of Al Gore's shams or
No, Al Gore was just trying to hijack something for his own political gain.
Exactly.
No, Al Gore is completely discredited as far as I'm concerned. But you know, I want to ask you a question. You seem like you have a lot of scientific training or scientific background. I don't really know you that well. This is the first time I've interviewed you, but can you speak to that? What is your background?
I have a background in renewable energy. I'm a former Bechtel Power employee. I don't know if that's a four-letter word like Halliburton at this point, but I worked on one of the first commercial solar plants in the continental U.S., and that's what brought me to this issue. When I moved to the Pacific Northwest, I built a very large off-grid home that was on the cover of the world's largest renewable energy magazine. And when I began to lose 50, 60, 70, 80% of my solar PV uptake from whatever was happening in the sky, these grid patterns on intermittent days, clearly something profound was going on. And I quickly, in research, came to the topic of geoengineering. And as the gravity of this issue became apparent, filling the sky, literally filling, saturating the atmosphere with toxic metal particulates, all of it raining down on the planet and everything that lives and breathes, I've had to put my life on hold, Mike, to research this issue, which
yeah.
I have done nonstop for the last 10 years. Because, again, I believe if geoengineering does not stop, we will very soon have nothing to care about. And even if it stopped today, the damage they have already done, the seeds that have already been sown in all of us with these toxic metal particulates are lethal beyond belief. And again, we will all be feeling the fallout of what's already happened.
Well, the website, folks, is geoengineeringwatch.org. That's where you will find Dane's work. And I also want to encourage you that if you want to continue to hear the truth on topics like this, like everything we've talked about today, please support InfoWars. Become a member at PrisonPlanet.tv. You'll have access to all the archives and all the videos, and you get 11 memberships for the price of one. I think it's just under $6 a month or somewhere in that range. It's very affordable. Dane, what's next? I mean, people have not really woken up to this issue like they have with GMOs, and GMOs is, you know, a genetic pollution risk, but geoengineering risk seems like it's at the same sort of, or maybe even a bigger threat than GMOs, but we haven't seen the big, you know, the masses rallying behind stopping geoengineering yet.
It needs to start because it virtually affects all other issues in relation to GMO foods. We have data from these German and Norwegian researchers on horizontal gene mutation that's occurring in all plant life based on their studies right now from the absorption of these metal particulates. So there is nothing that is quote-unquote truly organic at this point because of this saturation. Our bodies are absorbing, again, as I stated, these particulates, which makes us more susceptible to all the radio frequencies that we're all exposed to. So, again, from every level, from every direction, the altering of the weather, the shredding of the atmosphere, the toxification of the soils, toxification of the air we breathe, the conductivity in our bodies of these particulates, from virtually every direction, the web of life is being thwarted by these programs. This is truly the issue that, if it's not dealt with, all these other issues will be moot points, truly. I mean, not that they're not important. They are important. But geoengineering is the issue that encompasses everything. And if people truly did some research on this, Mike, they would understand the gravity of this issue and help us expose it. And if we could expose it, we could have a chance of stopping it. Those contributing to these programs that are helping to carry out these programs, we believe, have no idea what they're involved with. And if we could make them aware, we could stop it.
Do you think this may be part of, you know, the globalists seem to have decided that the era of needing humans is over? they're trying to really, in the next few decades, destroy the human population, kill the so-called useless eaters, as they say, and move to a robotics society, an automated society, self-replicating robots, with only a few thousand humans, possibly, or maybe a few million surviving and then running the show. And they know they only need really a small human population to maintain genetic viability of the human species. Is this possibly all part of that design?
It may be a part of that design, but I believe based on all available data that there are factors in this equation that the power structure did not bargain on. And one of those is the methane mass expulsion that's being released right now. We are on course right now for something called Venus Syndrome. This is a scientific scenario. The term is self-descriptive. And again, this is not about any of the Al Gore garbage.
Jane, I got to thank you for joining us. We got to let you go here and go to break. But it's geoengineeringwatch.org, everybody. I'm sorry about the short interview, Dane. I want to talk to you again.
Thanks for taking the time, Mike.
You bet. Thanks for being on. I want to talk to you again in the future. We got to go to calls next from Korea, so stay with us. We'll be right back.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
It's time for a home security quiz. What effective home security device is smaller than a coffee cup, fakes out burglars into thinking someone is home at your house while you're away, plugs into any wall outlet, is recommended by many police departments, and sells for less than $30? Yes, it's fake TV. This year, about one in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in, with burglars usually picking the easy target, a dark house that looks like no one is home. Fake TV is a small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV by simulating the light from a real TV. Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked. To get your fake TV for only $29.95 with free shipping, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. That's 877-532-5388 or go to faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Introducing a 30-day emergency food supply for only $99. At 30dayfoodsupply.com, you can purchase Oregon Trail Foods' one-month supply of high-quality, nutritious, and healthy emergency meals for less than $100. These vegetarian meals are natural, high in carbs and protein, and are packed with oxygen absorbers in Mylar pouches. They take up to 70% less space than number 10 cans, have a 20-year shelf life, and huge portions, over twice the serving size of some competitors' meals. Oregon Trail Foods and 30dayfoodsupply.com keep prices low by buying direct from producers in Oregon and then pass the savings on to you. Purchase a 30-day 90-serving emergency food supply for only $99 this month, and $10 ships your entire order to the lower 48. Call 541-673-6666 or visit 30dayfoodsupply.com, where they make preparedness affordable. 30dayfoodsupply.com. Got it? Get it. Go to 30dayfoodsupply.com.
All right, we're back. We're going to take some calls now, and it was kind of a long shot seeing if we could get somebody to call in from Korea, given that it's not, you know, day over there right now. But we do have a caller from Taiwan named Aspen. So, Aspen, you're live on the air. Go ahead.
Hey, Mike.
Hi there.
It's great to talk to you. And I've had actually a lot of trouble following the stream tonight. I don't know why the GCN application doesn't work very well from where I am here in Taiwan.
Well, yeah, it could be bandwidth issues, but are you seeing something interesting going on over there?
Well, I've actually been on the phone for about 2 hours tonight, trying to get through to the show, and also trying to get through to the Alex Jones store. Over here in Taiwan, what we have is a microcosm of the Asian mindset. And I've sent emails to Kurt Nemo. I know you guys get like 15,000 or something.
Yeah, it's impossible to handle it all. But what, you know, to the point, what are you seeing?
Well, what I have learned from being here in Asia, and I am married now. I have an Asian wife. I have permanent residency here in Asia. What I have learned of the culture here is that it is completely different. I mean, fundamentally different from the Western perspective.
Sure, yeah. I lived in Taiwan. I know what you're talking about. A very different mindset.
Really?
Yeah, yeah. What city are you in? Taichung, Taiwan? Taipei? Taichung? Tainan?
Okay.
Where are you, man?
And so I've been trying to exchange emails with Catherine over in the store about...
Okay, yeah, caller, I'm sorry. We really want to get to the point of what's going on with Korea, and I appreciate your call, but it's not really on topic. So we have another caller. We have a caller on the line here? Nope, we don't. Okay. Well, let's say this. If we had the show during the daytime in Korea, we would probably have callers from Korea, but thank you all for respecting that. Let's just go out with this. Real Clear Politics has a video of this Colorado Democrat, Diana DeGette, and listen to what she says about gun magazines. Go ahead and roll that.
I do think that we can pass those. And just very briefly, to your last question, what's the efficacy of banning these magazine clips? I will tell you, these are ammunition. They're bullets. So the people who have those now, they're going to shoot them. And so if you ban them in the future, the number of these high-capacity magazines is going to decrease dramatically
over time because the bullets have
been shot and there won't be any more available.
She doesn't realize magazines can be reloaded, people. Oh my God. She doesn't realize they can be reloaded. So I brought in a magazine to teach all Democrats. Here's two things Democrats need to learn, okay? This is a 30-round mag, and this is the Constitution. Now, you may not be familiar with either one, so let me give you a quick rundown. The 30-round mag is reloaded from the top. When the bullets run out, you put new ones in it. Isn't that amazing? Detachable magazines were invented before the automobile, so you might want to brush up on your history. The Constitution was invented even before that, in the 1700s. You might want to review this, too. So there's my tips for the day for the Democrats who appear to be suffering from massive lobotomies. But thank you for listening. This is Mike Adams, the Health Ranger, on the Alex Jones Show. Rebroadcast begins now, and thank you for joining us today. It was a great show. Alex will be back on tomorrow. Take care, everybody.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.